I give reverence to the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit. And I greet Pastor and Sister Dawkins with honor. Greetings to all my brethren and everyone listening. In the mighty name of Jesus, I greet you all. Today I will read a portion of scripture from Psalm 51, verse 10. It says, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." Let us pray. Our Father and our God, I give you praise. You are the mighty God, the great I Am, the conquering Lion of the tribe of Judah, the tender, loving, patient, gentle Shepherd. I lift up your name and give you the highest praise. You deserve all my glory and all of my praise. Sovereign God, thank you for granting us the privilege of standing before you through the precious blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. You know our structure and you know our frame. You know that we are frail. And you know, Father, that there is nothing that is hidden from you. We stand before you knowing that according to Ecclesiastes chapter 7 and verse 20, no one under the sun always does good and never sins. So, Father, you are our maker and you know our needful low estate. We stand before you, we are found wanting. So we come in a spirit of repentance, acknowledging, Father, that as we admit our frailty, our need of repentance, we cry out to you, forgive our debts and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Bring to us the peace that we seek. Bring us, Father, to the place where sin is exceedingly sinful. Anything, Lord, that displeases you, let it be exceedingly sinful. We will not become comfortable with sin, but humble ourselves and seek your face. Father, your mercies are new every morning, so we come to the seat of mercy for a fresh supply of your goodness and grace towards us, knowing that your goodness is intended to lead us towards repentance. Father, look on us and see the precious blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Listen to our cry and hear your Son also pleading for us on our behalf in glory at your right hand. Renew us, steer us up so that our latter state is better than the previous state we were in, so that we are ever changing from glory to glory until we can see you more clearly and reflect your goodness and your glory by the Spirit of the Living God. Spirit of the Living God, fall afresh on us. Melt us, mold us, make us, fill us. Whatever it takes, Lord, grant us the courage to do. Grant us the courage to forgive our debtors, to turn from our wicked ways, Father, which just tramples on the blood of your Son. Mighty God, have mercy on us. Let us turn instead with contrite hearts, praying, fasting, seeking your place. Help us to take advantage of the privilege we have now while the opportunity is still available to us. Let us get rid of little things that gnaw at the vine that seems to disconnect us or to weigh us down and derail us. Let us plunge, mighty God, in the cleansing stream once more. Let us wash ourselves in the limitless water of your word so we can experience the healing you intend for us. God, the cleansing stream. I see, I plunge, and oh, it cleanseth me. Praise God. It cleansed me. I see the new creation rise. I hear the speaking blood. It speaks, and polluted nature dies, sinks neath the cleansing flood. Hallelujah. I rise to walk in heaven's own light, above the world and sin, with heart made pure and garments white of Christ, and Christ enthroned within. Amazing grace is heaven below to feel the blood applied. Apply your blood, Lord Jesus. And Jesus only, Jesus knows about Jesus crucified. May God grant us grace to take the plunge and be made whole. Father, in your mercy, we turn to you and ask you to forgive our prodigal children, those who have backslidden, those who once knew you, those of us who are cold, those of us who are battle-worn and about to give up. Lord Jesus, I ask that you would restore and revive and renew us into the fold, because it is your will, Father, that none should perish. We pray, Lord God, that you would bring a spirit of repentance behind every closed door, in every home in our neighborhoods where we live. Bring, Lord Jesus, repentance to not only our neighborhoods, but our city and our cities and our country and our nation. Father, you brought the spirit of repentance, Lord Jesus, upon the people of Nineveh. So, Lord, we know that you can do the same for us again in our homes, in our city, in our nation. Father, I ask that you would prick the conscience and the heart of every member of government and parliament at every level of government, my God, from the head of state to those behind tables planning in boardrooms. Father, deal with their hearts so that they will let truth and justice and righteousness prevail in the execution of their service and duties. Mighty God, deal with them so that you will be exalted in City Hall. You will be exalted in our school system. You will be exalted in the judicial system. You will be exalted in our medical system. You will be exalted in the hearts of every worker, mighty God, every tradesman, every professional. Oh, Father God, let your name be glorified in our lives. We repent, mighty God, for the reproach of our sin and failures as a nation, as a people. We did not follow your precepts, Lord, forgiven us. Forgive us. We were not careful, oh God. Have mercy upon us to preserve the sanctity of life and the institution of marriage. God, our streets are filled with the poor, hungry, intoxicated, homeless, and filled with violence. Oh God, bring us to the fast that you intended and have chosen, as your word says in Isaiah 58. Let us turn our hearts to the homeless, the hunger, those in need, oh God. Let us open our hearts and minds to forgive. Father, we ask that you would help us to truly repent from all our sin and refrain from going our own ways, so that we can experience your pardon in abundance, and we can experience your joy and the healing that you have with outstretched arm for your people. We ask these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen.